Detective Dupin, who had removed his sunglasses to read the paper, reached into the pocket of his blazer and put them back on again.
"Lots of people have one eyebrow," he said.
But the crowd paid no attention as mob psychology began to take hold again.
"Let's make him take off his shoes,"
Mr. Lesko called, and an elder knelt down to grab one of Dupin's feet.
"If he has a tattoo, let's burn him at the stake." "Hear, hear,"
a group of citizens agreed. "Now wait just a minute," Officer Luciana said, putting down the harpoon gun and looking at Dupin in concern.
"And let's burn Officer Luciana, too," Mrs. Morrow said. "She wounded a crow." "We don't want all these torches to go to waste,"
cried an elder.
"Hear, hear."
Detective Dupin opened his mouth to speak, and the children could see he was thinking frantically of something to say that would fool VFD's citizens. But then he simply closed his mouth, and with a flick of his foot, kicked the elder who was holding onto his shoe. As the mob gasped, the elder's crow-shaped hat fell off as she rolled to the ground, still clutching Dupin's plastic shoe.
"It's the tattoo!"
one of the Verhugans cried, pointing at the eye on Detective Dupin's, or more properly, Count Olaf's, left ankle. With a roar, Olaf ran back to his motorcycle, and with another roar, he started the engine.
"Hop aboard, Esme,"
he called out to Officer Luciana. The chief removed her motorcycle helmet with a smile, and the Baudelaire saw that it was indeed Esme Squalor.
"It's Esme Squalor," an elder cried. "She used to be the city's sixth most successful financial advisor, but now she works with Count Olaf." "I heard the two of them are dating," Mrs. Morrow said in horror. "We are dating," Esme cried in triumph.
She climbed aboard Olaf's motorcycle and tossed her helmet to the ground, showing that she cared no more about motorcycle safety than she did about the welfare of crows.
"So long, Baudelaires,"
Count Olaf called, zooming through the angry crowd.
"I'll find you again, if the authorities don't find you first."
Esme cackled as the motorcycle roared off across the flat landscape at more than twice the legal speed limit, so within moments the motorcycle was as tiny a speck on the horizon as the self-sustaining hot air mobile home was in the sky. The mob stared after the two villains in disappointment.
"We'll never catch up to them," an elder said with a frown. "Not without any mechanical devices." "Never mind about that,"
another elder replied.
"We have more important things to attend to. Hurry, everyone. Rush this crow to the VFD vet."
The Baudelaires looked at one another in astonishment as the citizens of VFD carefully unpinned the crow and began to carry it back into town.
"What should we do?" Violet asked.
She was talking to her siblings, but a member of the Council of Elders overheard and turned back to answer her.
"Stay right here," he said. "Count Olaf and that dishonest girlfriend of his may have escaped, but you three are still criminals. We'll burn you at the stake as soon as this crow has received proper medical attention."
The elder ran after the crow-carrying mob, and in a few seconds the children were alone on the flat landscape, with only the shuffling papers of the Quagmire notebooks for company.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。